The following segment on KROC AM is sponsored and paid for by Gary's Appliance Service.
Gary Drug is in the house, the old guy from Gary's Appliance Service, where you get your stuff fixed by the old guy. How you doing today, Gary?
Well, Rich, I'm still old.
What's the topic today, Gary?
Well, recently we talked about humidity removal with a dehumidifier, or the indoor air conditioner. So on that same path, air conditioners today.
All right.
Yep, I'm a...
Window or central?
It's going to get fired up anytime, you know that.
I'm not going to. I'm going to wait until July.
Well, we're going to touch on both of them, so get your pencil and take some notes.
All right.
Everybody that calls in about their air conditioner says that they need Freon, when only less than 10% actually do.
Really? That's it?
Yep.
So everybody thinks that's what it is. It's leaked out Freon.
No.
What's the main problem then?
Cleaning.
Oh.
Cleaning.
Oh.
I'm supposed to clean that thing?
Yeah. Just like the refrigerator and dehumidifiers we talked about previously, you need to clean them. We need to get rid of the heat to create the cold air. And along with cooling the air, we also need to remove as much humidity as possible. Both the window and the centrals draw in outside air, and that air comes with bugs, dirt, lawn clippings, cottonwood puffs, etc. Yeah. Your air conditioner should be cleaned every year. When I had window units, I cleaned them in the fall. That way, if I got something wet that shouldn't be wet, it had all winter to dry out. And then when my boys moved out, I got central air. Those window units were just too heavy.
I like the fact that you waited until they moved out to get the central air. That's what my parents did as well. We didn't have air conditioning at all when we grew up. All the kids were out of the house. First thing Dad bought was central air.
That's right. And now you had a little few extra bucks.
Yeah, that was...
I had two monster units, and boy, were they heavy.
Yeah.
Okay, so just like a refrigerator... we talked about previous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just read that one, didn't I?
Let's talk about window units and how many men it takes to move them.
Yeah, it takes two guys to get your window unit out and clean it and reinstall it safely, and that gets expensive. So clean it yourself. Get some help. Take it to the car wash. You don't have a pressure washer? Car wash is basically a pressure washer. And even if you don't remove the case, just spraying the front and the back will make a big difference. But then turn it over and dump the water out before you carry it back into the house. Then reinstall it and let it dry a few days before running, just to be safe.
Okay.
Now, the centrals, you can clean those with your hose or by calling an HVAC company for all the spring checkup specials that are all over the news now.
So just take the hose out and spray off around the...
The condenser. The older ones that were square were easier because it sucked in the air on the outside. They'd get dirty on the outside so you could see them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way that the air conditioners, they get dirty on the inside, you know, most of them are round now, and they get dirty on the inside part of that, and you can't see it as much.
I thought the fan was blowing out.
Yeah, well, it's still, you know, the square ones were just much easier to clean than the round ones, because on the round ones, to get to the coil on the inside, you have to take the top of the air conditioner off, and the motor is mounted to the top of the air conditioner and still wired and everything, so it's not as easy as it used to be. And then remember to replace or clean the filter, whether it's a window unit or on your central.
I don't even know where this filter... I'm going to have to go search for the filter on my central air unit.
It's on your furnace.
It's in your furnace.
Oh, well, then I don't have to worry about it. I've already changed that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Just once a year, twice a year?
Actually, mine says once a year.
Does it? You got a fancy one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the quick test. Window units. When you first turn it on high cool, high fan. Let it run for at least 20 to 30 minutes. Then with any thermometer that you've got, just make sure that you're always using the same one to take both temperatures, because then if it's not that accurate, then it'll be off on each one, because mm-hmm. we're just looking for the difference. So with that thermometer, then turn the fan speed down to low. And we're turning it down to low because it's not as cold on high fan because the air is going through faster. So measure the air coming in by standing to the side so you don't deflect the air. And when the temperature stabilizes, remember that temperature. Then do it where the air, the cold's coming out, and subtract the low from the high. It should be a minimum of 15 degrees difference between the temperatures. Now, that difference will vary with humidity. If the air's drier, the reading will be colder. On the central air, take the readings at your supply and return as close as you can get to the furnace. The temperature readings on the outside on the condenser are done the same way, but if the temperature difference outside between what's coming in and blowing out is greater than 30 degrees, then you need to clean it. So,
all right.
Well, I did one the other day. I did one on Wednesday, and it wasn't real humid. And I checked the weather. It said it was 55%. And the temperature difference that I had on that air conditioner, and it was sweating, but it was 24 degrees. So.
So where do you stick the thermometer? You check on the outside of your central air.
Put it on the side so it's sucking the air, you know, wherever
okay,
it's sucking
the
air,
unit.
Wherever it's sucking it in,
okay.
And then measure it where it's blowing out.
All right.
In the basement?
No, where it's blowing out outside. Inside the house, you do it on the supply register that's as close as you can get to
okay.
the furnace, and then on one of the returns or where it's sucking it back in. And that's 15 degrees okay. difference on where it's cold. On the hot side, it shouldn't be more than about 30 because
gotcha.
Then it's getting too hot.
All right.
Well, I was confused, but now I've got it.
If you missed some of this or want more advice, or maybe you've got another issue that you'd like to pose to Gary, send him an email or give him a call, 226-8300, or email him at gdrug@hotmail.com, 2 G's and drug. Make sure to use a part number or service question, something on the subject line, right?
That's correct, Rich. And remember, between my truck and the Navis shipping store, I stock the most parts in Rochester. But if I should need to order a part, most will come overnight without shipping. But I do work by myself, so sometimes you need to leave a message. 226-8300, Gary's Appliance Service.